Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Thursday, December 2nd. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Unusual early cold weather moved out of Canada in the last week of November in 1896. Few low temperature records were set, but the cold was persistent and held sway from Mississippi and Alabama across Georgia and all the way to the Carolinas. Fortunately, for the first few days of the cold outbreak, there was no precipitation. Then, on December 1st of 1896, a reinforcing surge of cold air reached the region all the way from the Arctic. At the same time, a storm was gathering strength on the Gulf Coast near New Orleans. That storm system moved east-northeastward across the southern portions of Alabama and pulled moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. Snow began to break out all across Dixie. When the storm departed on the evening of December the 2nd, 1896, records for snowfall had been set in many southern cities for the month of December. 4 inches of snow fell in Raleigh, with more than half a foot in Atlanta, 10 inches in Charlotte, North Carolina, and also Greenville, South Carolina. Without any means to clear the snow from the city streets, commerce came to a halt for several days. And that's what happened on December 2nd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like what's a nor'easter. Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.